The next few dapim will take us on a journey through the halachos and concepts related to Havdalah. We discuss the order of the brachos, which is the focus of today's daf, and the nature of the bracha on the ner. Is it birkas, is birkas ananin, and so on back, or is birkas a shavach back on the daf in brachos, daf nun gimel. So whether that bracha is a bracha of praise or a bracha of what we're benefiting, and also whether Birkas Ha'esh, the bracha that we make on the fire, may be made in electric lights. You can go back and review that if you'd like. We've also discussed the Rambam's idea back on Psachim Daf Nundal in our own Masechta, that Havdalah is part of the mitzvah of Zachor Soma Shabbos, that it really is on a Torah level. We have to recall Shabbos when it's coming in, but we also have to remember Shabbos when it is leaving us. So let's add to these points. The Rishonim go into a point that the original Iker, the original essential concept of Havdalah, was actually not what we do on a cup with the wine and the so on. Really, what we do in tefillah, I'll say there had tefillah, was made as part of the davening itself, established by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Very, very early establishment, at the time of the beginning of the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, second temple, was set only in tefillat arvit. It was set in the Maariv prayer that we do when we're leaving Shabbos going into the new week. The reason brought Pnini Halacha, Shabbos Chelak Aleph, page 104, was because at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash period, the nation was poor, Am Yisrael was poor, and the leaders, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, did not want to add another expense of causing the people to have to buy wine for Havdalah. So later on, when the community was financially stable, this takana, the establishment, was made to do Havdalah ala kos. There was even a period where the only Havdalah that was made was actually on the kos. It completely replaced the one in tefillah, but in the end it was said in both tefillah, both the davening and on a kos, just as we say kiddush in tefillah when we're in shul, and ala kos when we come home from shul on Friday night. Today's and tomorrow's daf get into the nusach of the tefillah, the actual text of the tefillah, which we call, which is part of a tachonen and is known as a tachonantanos. So that's the fourth bracha of Shemana Esrei, the first of the request brachot. That's one of the reasons why it's mentioned, why it's put in there. And our Gemara brings Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi only said Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, is to separate between the holy and the mundane. That was the only text that he added in his Havdalah. However, we follow Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Shaya not to say less than three Havdalos, but not more, not to exceed more than seven. The three being Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Or Lechoshach, from light to dark, between light and darkness, Ben Yisrael Amim, between the Jewish people and the nations of the world, and finally Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshim Yamaseh, from the seventh to the sixth day. But however, the Gemara points out already on the top of tomorrow's daf that this last one, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshim Yamaseh, is actually part of the ending of the bracha. So interesting ha'ara that the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Havdalah, Reish Tzadik Dalet, has a different nusach, which starts, and this is from the Siddur of the Rambam, Matahiv Dalta bin HaKodesh Lechol. He doesn't have the words of Tachan Nantanu, and the Beis Yosef actually writes, we specifically should not start with the Tachan Nantanu because it is changing the fixed matbeya of the bracha of the Chachamim set. So Rabbi Felder brings, and so the Yeshur in Chelek Hay, page 465, therefore he says, the Limut Tzchus, it's true, we do say a Tachan Nantanu, and the Beis Yosef seems to say it's not the right thing, but we say it because the Tachan Nantanu really isn't that different than a Tahiv Dalta. The concept is one and the same. Another ha'ara is Rama in the Darkei Moshe, Reish Tzadik Dalet, Sif Katan Aleph, who notes that it's not a redundancy to say a Tachonen, and then we say a Tachonen Damda, and then we go a Tachonantanu. So sort of, why are we repeating it? Why don't we just start with a Tachonantanu? So he points out, because a Tachonen is on all human beings. Chochmat Olam Azeh, Bazeh Yisrael Umas Shavin, that Hashem gave everybody the intellect, everybody, Jews and non-Jews alike. And after this, we highlight our special relationship with Hashem, a Tachonantanu Madat Torah Techa. We mention the fact, like a sort of a Tabach Artana Mikolamim, Hashem set us aside and gave us the Torah, that opportunity. One final lacha from our daf, which is to say that the Gemara says to use an avuka as a torch, which the Rama quotes in Reish Sariches Siv Beis. It's a braided candle with at least two wicks to have two sources of fire, to have greater abundance of fire when we make Havdalah. This brings together the separate candles and flames of the Shabbos candle lighting, which are lit separately to one powerful unified flame representing the disunity of the week going into Shabbos, and the incredible healing, harmonizing nature of Shabbos, bringing all the individual flames to start the new week as one.